Eight American students graduated from medical school in Cuba last week. They are the second class of Americans to do so. Fidel Castro established the program 7 years ago, offering full scholarships to foreign students who say they're willing to practice in underserved areas. Although the U.S. has banned trade with Cuba for decades, the State Department has not opposed this program. Citimbile Sales just finished her third year studying at the Latin American School of Medicine in Havana. She joins us from studios in Katona, New York. Ms. Sales, soon to be Dr.
Hi.
Sales, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
You grew up in Peekskill, New York, as I understand it, went to college in Louisiana. Why medical school in Cuba?
Well, actually, since I was very young, I wanted to study Spanish. Mm-hmm. And my senior year in high school, I participated in a program which allowed me to work with a doctor to see if I would be interested in that field. And then I said, I really want to be a doctor. I worked in a state-funded clinic in the Bronx, New York. So that sparked my interest into being a doctor. I applied to college at Xavier University of Louisiana, which has a reputation for sending the highest amount of African-Americans into medical school. Mm-hmm. While I was at Xavier University, Fidel Castro had come to New York City, and he spoke at Riverside Church. My parents were actually at the church where he spoke. And during this time, he mentioned that he was going to be providing 500 medical scholarships for U.S. students to study in Cuba. And after they would gain a medical degree in Cuba, they would have to make a commitment to come back to the United States and work in an underserved area. Mm-hmm. My mom called me. I was in my junior year of college, and she gave me the information about the program. And she said, I know you've always wanted to study in another country. I know you've always wanted to learn another language. And this actually fits in with both of your goals of becoming a doctor and also learning another language.
What's Cuban medical school like?
Well, it's very hard. It's very diverse. I go to school with students from 23 other countries, mainly Latin America, the Caribbean, and Africa. Mm-hmm. It demands a lot of its students. Mm-hmm. In third year, we go to school from Monday through Saturday. I'm in charge of admitting patients, doing the physical exam, diagnosing patients. I do everything basically except prescribe medications to the patients. By the time you get in third year, the patients are calling you doctor.
What do you want to do with your medical degree? Do you know yet?
I would like to definitely work in an underserved community, particularly Blacks and Latinos. I'm an African-American woman, and I mm-hmm. have a strong commitment to go back and to provide adequate health care in a lot of communities that lack adequate doctors. I was actually thinking about possibly going back into the Mississippi Delta region.
Mm-hmm. Now, you would have to, I assume, pass U.S. board certification and that sort of thing.
Yes, the requirement for applying for a residency position is that you pass the board exam.
Have you practiced in your mind what you're going to say to those patients who say, Cuba, why did you go to Cuba? Or say it, Cuba, why did you go to Cuba?
Yes, I sure have. People ask me that now. mm-hmm. I'm saving almost $200,000 because it's a full medical scholarship. Mm-hmm. My food, my books, my housing is all paid for. And once I finish medical school, I won't be faced with a lot of the debt that other students that study here in the States sometimes are faced with.
Which means you can work in the Mississippi Delta and not worry about paying off a medical school loan.
Exactly.
Ms. Sales, soon to be Dr.
Yes.
Sales, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Citimbile Sales, going into her fourth year as a medical student in Cuba, speaking with us from Katona, New York. Mm-hmm.